today is October 16th, 2004.
Yes.
And I'm Anthony Halter, and my dad, Leo Halter. And we just thought we'd record a few stories from the past. So what's the first thing you remember, Dad? When you were a little boy.
From a little boy?
Yeah, what's your first memory?
First memory is in a rocket horse. A little rocket horse with a goose painted on the side of our kitchen door. And my grandfather was sitting there on the wooden step, growling on something. And all of a sudden, Grandmom came out the door from the other kitchen, the regular kitchen, and she started hollering at him. And he shut up. But my mother told me years and years later that he wasn't arguing about anything. I thought it was this little swing I had was making a noise. He just was tired, he told my mother years later. And he was mad because he didn't want to attend anybody else's children. And I said, well, he should have hung around a bit more because I was the oldest and we had five more joined the house of Brian Shelf.
How old were you then?
Well, I was about 8 or 10 years old.
You were about 8 or 10 then?
Four or five, not that he wasn't.
No, but when you were on the rocket horse, how old were you?
Oh,
he wasn't real small, right?
I hadn't gone to school yet.
Uh-huh. That must have been like 1919, 1920.
Yeah, the only other thing I remember about him is he was getting bad. His eyesight was getting bad. I guess they didn't do anything about removing cataracts back then.
This is Fred Hauser.
So he was Fred Hauser. He was out in the back porch in the wintertime shaving. And the icicles were running off his chin. I remember that, but he was so calm about it, just as though it was the thing to do.
Is that the way everybody shaves?
I don't know, but he had poor eyesight. That's all I remember of him. And one time, I remember, I think I was of school age then, and when you were hungry, you got a half a piece of bread with butter on it and salt and pepper. And I got too close to the chicken pen, and the chickens were nibbling at the butts of my pants.
You kept chicken?
Grandma kept
fresh egg, huh?
Yeah, fresh chickens. But Grandma was hollering at him then because he wasn't taking care of me. And I was too scared to move.
Because of the chickens?
The chickens were nibbling at me. They could be through the wire.
What about your grandma, Elizabeth Rudy?
Well, I have her there.
With Grandpa?
That's all with Grandpa. I was only 3 years old when he died.
Right, but your grandmother, she lived a lot longer.
She lived in 1925. I was 9 years old.
9 years old.
She went to Lancaster because Louis, one of her oldest boys, was dying. He was a stone cutter.
Oh, yeah. Tombstone?
And then back in those days, they didn't have equipment to do it today. He just turned his thing on in the morning and ground away with it. And that dust smothered him, strangled him.
That's your Uncle Louie.
Uncle Louie. And she was there with him, and he actually strangled to death. But I'm not trying to tell you, Grandma strangled him to death. The stone cutting took its toll.
Yeah.
He had a terrible death.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came home, that was 25 miles from home, and she came home and my mother said she didn't want to live. She died that same year, 1925.
So that was, I guess you were in school then, you were nine years old. When did you go to Mount Gretna?
I was in fourth grade.
And that was because you were underweight?
I was all my life, before that time, Mary and I used to go to the local clinic because the nurse that knew my mother very well said we should come, it's free, we should go there every couple months we should go there. But what they would do is they didn't have an x-ray in the clinic, but they had a fluoroscope and they found something on my lungs. And they sent me to Mount Alto. And up there they gave me a thorough examination with an x-ray. And they found out it was just a scar tissue. And after that, all the rest of my life, every time they came to the foundry every year to check your lung, impression of your lung, they did it with a little bitty camera, like a 35 millimeter camera, but I always had to go and get a real big x-ray, and it was never anything wrong, it was just scar tissue.
So how long did you stay up there?
Well, I was 10 pound underweight for my size.
And now that's
and I was there 6 months.
And you were how old? Fourth grade?
9 years when I went there.
You were 9 years old?
Yeah, I forget what months it was, but I was there in the summer.
Was it a hospital or was it a...
It was a flu, yeah, it was a sanitarium. Sanitarium for, what do you call that? Lung.
Tuberculosis?
What do you call that lung disease?
Not TB, not consumption, not TB.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah, TB.
Tuberculosis. Oh. But I didn't have that. But a lot of the guys did up there. But they kept me for 6 months. I gained 10 pounds in central.
Wow. So how was the house in Lebanon? That was on 4th Street?
That was on 4th Street.
What was the address?
453 North. 6th Street.
Oh, 6th Street, yeah.
6th Street was one block long.
But it had a 400 number on it.
Well, I've got to match the ones at the 7th Street and one side of it, and New Street on the next side of it. They all went through to Canal Street and even 6th Street.
How big was the house?
I don't know, we had 4 rooms downstairs and 4 bedrooms.
Oh.
And the 2 of the rooms downstairs we had to close off in winter time because they both had a stove in them, and with the pot kitchen in the parlor, we had to shut them off in the winter time. And upstairs, the bedrooms, they only had one with a stove up there, and that was Mom and Pop's room. The bathroom and the front bedroom didn't have any.
Yeah, you get an indoor bathroom then?
No.
Oh.
No, at that time we had an outdoor bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember in wintertime what we did.
I think we had a pot of some kind.
Chamber pot.
Chamber pot.
Like the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
So how old lived there? Your mom and your dad?
You. Dad, Mary, Teresa, Joan, and
Charlie,
and Tex, John.
But your grandparents, they weren't.
And our grandparents lived in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Full house.
Yeah. Well, in most every house
was like that.
Even 3 families lived in it. Right. The old people were in every house in the street. And all the men were Civil War veterans. And they all banged in 1 or 2 porches at that time. But gradually, one by one, they died off, you know, as the years went by. Until after a while, there wasn't 2 left.
They all tell Civil War stories to each other?
I don't know. They did a lot
of talking
to each other in the back and laughing.
Oh, yeah?
Well, sure, they were all getting pressed, you know.
They all hang out?
An hour of the month.
They have a corner bar they hung out at?
I don't know. We didn't have bars then. That was in the...
That was Depression.
Or that was Prohibition.
Prohibition.
They didn't have those bars. Well, the bars that they had all had near beer, you know, they didn't. It was closer to water than beer, so they called it near beer.
So yeah. Did all the men then work at the foundry?
Just about. They all worked at either the steel foundry or the Bethlehem Steel. And both foundries were just a block apart, one street, Wiseman Street, divided them. And they both were located in the same area, about a half a mile from the center of town. And every night, No, no, that wasn't back then. Well, that's a couple of times. Back then it was like a parade going down both sides of Lehman Street.
Did they set that whistle off in the morning to wake everybody up?
At 7 o'clock.
Yeah. 7 o'clock, what time do you have to be at work?
Well, when I went to work, I'd be there at 7 o'clock.
Oh, so the whistle was you got to be in the gate.
7 o'clock, yeah.
They didn't give you a wake-up whistle before that, did
they?
Oh,
yeah.
What time was that?
5 or 10 minutes before.
Oh.
But Bethlehem Steel had a lot of women orders.
Uh-huh.
But back then, the Bethlehem Steel blew their whistle every night at 9:15 and got children under 18 had to be off the streets. Curfew. You had to be off the streets by 9:30. If you didn't, they took you, picked you up, they took you to City Hall, your parents had to pick you up.
Really?
And then they would get a talking to them. They didn't sue them, I don't think, but they gave a talking to them.
Is that just school nights, or is that...
That was all year on.
All year round, any age, or under 18, or...
Yeah, well, if you had Boy Scout uniform on, they didn't stop. Or a garbage uniform.
Yeah, well... Do you remember your first day of school?
No, the day of school I remember is my first day. I thought I was put in another planet. I didn't know, I never heard of the alphabet. And here they were, her sister was going over the alphabet letters above her blackboard. And all of them were pronouncing them, and I didn't know what they were talking about. And I never caught it, and nobody ever... She would be colored. I never had a coloring book or anything. At 5 years old, I thought I was on another planet, and I was so scared I didn't know what to do. The only thing I remember about it is she kept going back to the letter K and telling everybody it's like having a fishbone in your throat. You know, it's them to K. And I thought, who in the world would have money to buy fish to get a hole in your throat?
What was the name of the school?
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
And then later on they changed the high school to Lebanon Catholic High School.
Well, how far was school? Did you walk to school?
Oh, yeah. It was at least, I'd say, about 5/8 of a mile.
How many blocks is that?
Seven.
Well, you were the oldest. Who made sure you got there?
Well, the first couple of weeks, the people next door, they had two girls that were, I guess, 7 or 8 years old. They were 3 or 4 years older than me. And they took...
you followed them?
They walked. She had to walk with them to school.
What did you wear your first day of school? Did you have a bow tie?
I don't remember. No, but I remember... We wore knickers all the way through school. I never had a pair of long pants until I got out of high school.
You wore knickers to high school?
Knickers all the time.
Is that what everybody wore?
Everybody. You know, there was a couple would have.
Wow.
Especially when they were buying new suits, you know. They would get long pants.
Did you have a cap?
I had a winter cap. I don't remember any other.
Yeah,
I don't remember any other day of school. The first day was, oh my.
You know, I don't either. I remember my first day, and then I remember second grade, and I remember like one day from each grade, maybe.
I remember Mont Alto more than that. I was really lost. I thought that we'd never get home again.
Uh-huh.
There you went to school for 2 hours, and fourth grade went at night.
Oh, right, now that
one. Mont Alto. We went 2 hours, mm-hmm. 4 to 6 or something.
What kind of games did the kids play back then?
Well, I was too young. I had a ball about a Christmas time and had my name on it, but everybody used it, but they wouldn't let me play with them.
A baseball?
No, a volleyball.
A volleyball. Volleyball, I guess, yeah.
We played. But, you know, it sided it over a court.
Yeah.
They didn't want to play with me.
So your ball.
My name is on it, yeah.
They didn't play baseball?
No. Never. I didn't belong to the club. I was too small, I guess.
So they had a baseball club?
No. They built cabins in the woods. Digged out saplings and things. And every little group built a cabin right in the woods.
What kind of groups? Scouts?
No, the kids at first. inmates.
Oh, now that.
Yeah, we just built a wall like it and no roof on it. Just climbed up and like a ladder and went inside.
Uh-huh. Did you like it in Mount Alba?
I felt lost.
Yeah.
And another thing is you had to get 3 cups of milk a day. Somebody was always stealing your cup. I don't know why. It seemed like every other day I had to go in and request a new cup because somebody was stealing. I don't know why it happened.
Well,
I guess they just didn't want to.
And there were a bunch of boys.
Yeah.
The way boys are.
Food was good and we had a big swimming pool.
You went swimming?
Yeah, summertime.
Who taught you to swim?
We went hiking in the wintertime. They hiked roads, long roads.
Didn't you have a quarry you used to swim in?
No, not there.
Okay. You didn't have any pets in Lebanon, did you?
Pets?
Yeah, the dogs.
We had a couple of dogs.
Yeah,
but we never had no luck with them. One of them died in December. The other one was hit by a truck.
What's the dog's name?
The first one was never there long enough to get a name. I got it for an office that had to take it back.
Oh, dear.
So the one I had, the best one was Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
I had her, she was a 6 month old collie. And the woman was so sorry, the dog was getting big and wanted to rump, and all she had was a roof on her balcony. There was a roof leading off her second story balcony, and she used to let the dog run on the roof. She was afraid she was falling over the edge, so she always gave it to me for help, just to get a good hold.
You remember anything else before high school?
Carrying newspapers.
Oh yeah, you had a job, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, is that your first job?
Yeah, carrying newspapers.
The time you have to get up to do that job.
No, I did that in the evening after school.
Oh, evening paper?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I don't know, about 10 or 12.
Did you have a bike or did you walk?
I had a bicycle.
Had a bicycle?
Yeah, bicycle. And I had this part of mine was a lot of apartments. And you know, I didn't throw it on the front step like the guys that carried the other newspaper, they just throw them on the step. I took it around to the apartment door and put them on.
Yeah. How about when you had to collect money?
Had to collect money on Saturday mornings, yeah. 10 cents for the paper, 6 weeks, for 6 nights paper. 10 cents.
But I bet a lot of people didn't want to pay you.
Yes, to a lot of people.
Well, that was during the Depression, right?
Yeah, right in the middle of it. I carried them, but I had to pay a penny though for each paper I gave. Of course, be a penny. But they had big families. They had big families, a lot of them. I hated to. Kids would come running out to get the paper to look at the footage. I pitied the kid.
It was a bad time.
I didn't make any money, but it was a bad time. I don't think we'll ever have anything like that again.
What was your job after paper boy?
The first job was in the between junior and senior class.
In high school?
I had a kid that lived down the street in my class. His father was a boss at a silk mill. And he hired me for the summer at 9 cents an hour.
I made the
quills that they put in the shuttle, back and forth in the shuttle. We made that part of the cloth.
You made the quilt?
Let it run. No, it had a big spin. I was spinning on a quilt, a little quilt.
Oh,
that
would
fit. I had a big roll.
So I
put it on these little, so they would run back and forth.
Wow, what were they making, cloth?
Silk cloth.
Huh. And what about you worked at a soda plant too, didn't you?
That was after I graduated, yeah.
That was
something for care for the guy that owned the sister married for a child center. She
babysitter.
Babysitter. because she had two daughters, and they had a man that quit looking for somebody. Put me on. I got $39 an hour.
Big money.
And I worked there only about a year, and then I was old enough to go into the farm. And then I had to take a cut to $0.25 an hour.
But you didn't work there in high school, or did you still
No.
No. What do you remember about high school? Did you like high school?
I knew I had to put up with it, but I didn't enjoy it. No, but I couldn't take part in anything. But, you know, I was never able to run, beat anybody at running or throwing a ball or anything like that. I had to wait for the baiting and
drama.
And drama, yeah.
What's the name of high school?
It was Lyndon Catholic.
Okay, that one? Still there, right?
Nah.
Is it still there?
No, it's they're selling, trying to sell the building. They built another one that's 11 in Cottage Fairgrounds. They built a new one. They're trying to sell it now.
How was that drama club? I remember seeing a picture of you in that.
Jimmy has my
yearbook.
Yeah,
well, yeah, you copied the picture. I remember you on stage doing one of the plays. You remember that picture?
Yeah, a couple of them. Yeah, I was on three plays in 3 years because the one class ahead of me only had one boy, so they had to take juniors.
How big was the class?
26 or 30.
In each year?
Yeah.
That's tiny.
Yeah. Well, five more now, I guess.
Oh, yeah, my high school.
Back then, everybody didn't go to high school, and then we took in kids from St. Gertrude's and from Cyril the Methodist Church. We took them in.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was about 10 kids in our class.
Uh-huh. Did you have to walk to high school too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, you walked everywhere.
And not only that, the trains run, they had about 8 tracks there, and they used to put
trolley cars.
No, the train, the long train. The long train.
For?
Where they had 50 cars or more.
Yeah, like a cargo train.
They used to haul coal and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They had them, where they put them together. And
train yard?
Yeah, they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like.
They had a Y, or they called it. Kept the engine, a couple of engines in a roundhouse.
What year did you graduate high school?
34.
1934.
34.
Still in the middle of the Depression.
It was
pretty bad.
And that kept up until Hitler invaded.
Poland first.
No, it turned down to there.
Oh, Czechoslovakia?
Yeah.
And he took over the...
So Hitler marched 1920, I can't think of
it. That was like 1938, or was it earlier?
About 38, yeah.
But you had a job right out of high school then. You were lucky? You got the soda job? What was the job you had? And I was junior year. What job did you have out of high school?
Until I was 18, I went to
soda
place.
Oh, but then you got
the pay cut. And I went to steel farm, yeah, as a steel molder. The war didn't break out so much.
40. 39, and then Pearl Harbor was about 41.
I was 41.
Yeah, so you had about 5 or 6 years.
I finished with my trade, yeah.
So how many years in the steel foundry did you have before the war broke out, before you enlisted? 6 or 7 years, huh?
Yeah. But I wasn't working on my trade then. They went on 3 shifts. So then you had to... Actually, what they did was they put on 23 apprentice boys. And they said, put me in the planning room to plan the work for the molder. That's when I left to go into service.
Do you remember your first day at the foundry?
Huh?
You remember your first day at the foundry?
Oh, yeah.
Your dad worked there.
Now, my dad worked there, but they worked in the same department, but we never worked together.
Was he a molder?
Yeah, he was a steel molder, but he worked on loose stuff by himself. So everything he made, they didn't have a way of radiographing back then. They would break it up to see where the steel was completed. There were no shrinkages or tears or dirt. They broke it up. But after they got x-rays, then they didn't do that anymore. They didn't need his job anymore. Okay. I thought I would have that job still, Davis, and they just did away with that job. I had to work where you worked two beds.
So what did your dad do after?
Well, then they put him in a crossroads. They have what they call a morning table. When I first came back from the service, I went there too. It was, of course, a morning table, and what he did was all this molds that he did, this bonded sands would stick to the hot wooden equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And he cleaned them off, and if it had little repairs, he would make it. So, but if there were any real tears or flanges broken, then that would have to go to the pattern shop and do it. That's what he did all that year. Worked there, I don't know how many years.
When did he retire?
Well, he was 69, born in 88.
But he died when he was 69.
He died in 69, yeah, he retired in 60.
When he was 65, he retired?
He's 60, he retired.
68, born in 88?
He retired and they paid him $100.
That would be 1948.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
So, yeah.
They retired in 1948?
Yeah, he retired and then they paid him. He was one of the first to draw a system to Social Security. He was one of the first.
Right. You remember telling me you have numbers right after each other. Doesn't he have one number and then you have the next number?
I always thought there would be a mix-up someday for that. One number of parts.
Same name, one number
same
of parts.
Same name, one number of parts.
So he made out pretty good. He signed up for Social Security and...
I drove right away.
Yeah, how about you? You were the first guy to sign up. You had to wait forever. You're lucky there was anything left.
Yeah, when I first started, it still wasn't paying a whole lot.
Yeah.
I had worked till I was 65, too, and I think it was less than $600.
So what year did Social Security start? Like 35, 36? Start in the 30s? Were you in the foundry when it started?
Yeah.
Oh, it must have been a big thing, huh?
Yeah. I forget what the year was, but anybody that started, it was only pennies back then.
Mm-hmm.
They only took pennies out of here.
Yeah, right. Didn't seem like much. I think the income tax was only pennies back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, income tax. My first income tax was 69 cents. They don't even take that today, I guess.
No, they still take their income tax.
A dollar, I guess.
In fact, your grandson, David, when he got his first check, he wanted to know where all his money was going from. He had it up in his head how much he was making an hour, and then he got his check and said, "What's an FICA?"
Yeah. Well, that was only pennies.
Yeah.
And the same with Medicare when they started taking off of Medicare, hospitalization was a dollar a month.
But that was like 60s, right? It was Medicare.
That was
later on.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no coverage at all with most children.
No, no medical coverage?
I had no coverage at all.
Really? The foundry didn't give you medical coverage? No?
With Libby, she was born in Lebanon.
Yeah.
But you were born in Philly, and the foundry had coverage, but you had to work there at least a whole year before you...
You got medical?
Before you could have babies.
Really?
I was only there a couple of months when you were born, man.
What did that cost you?
Well, Libby was born, it was $45 at the hospital. You went to $4,000.
I was $4,000? Whoa, am I worth it? That's quite a jump. Why was I so expensive?
I was, we were born in the you were born and lived in.
I was born in West Jersey,
West
also.
Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, Gambit.
That was different. And then they had a crew of doctors in the state. So if any one of five doctors could have taken care of you.
Oh, why?
Gee, I forget that. That's a far away.
Well, but $45, but that doesn't buy you much of anything.
No, we had that. I used to reach my pocket and hand into it. and then she couldn't bring a baby. They had a cutter. So to take the child out, baby out. Libby has a few biceps for her. She's still today, she has, I think.
Oh, cesarean?
Huh?
A cesarean?
No, biceps.
Oh.
The polar baby.
Oh, forceps.
Forceps.
Forceps. Yeah. She still has the mark?
Huh?
She still has the mark.
I don't know, I think.
I still got my chicken pox. I still have chicken pox. Yeah.
that's coming back, you know.
Chicken pox?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. See, I had one.